morning, good afternoon, good evening, wonder listeners. This is Tanks and Tutties, presented by Tubbs and Frankie. It is episode 68. We are coming at you October 24th. It's 6:50, late recording tonight because I had a bunch of bullshit to do. Went a little bit longer than expected, but we're still getting it in. Probably going to be rushing a little bit on my end tonight because I have a lot still to do. But we're going to get an episode out for you guys. So here we go. How was your weekend?
My weekend was very chill. We did go out on Friday for a little bit. Honestly, I drank a lot more Friday than I was expecting to. We went over to like a pregame, and I think we were there for probably like an hour and a half. I had like three noons and an hour and a half, which is a pretty good pace for me. Ubered to a bar downtown, drank some more there, and then ended up at like this shuffleboard bar. I don't know exactly how to explain it. It was called Long Shots, which very fitting for us. And it was an okay bar. We didn't stay there for too long. Ended up moving to a different bar, which was, they had live music. It was like some blues music. I don't know. It was interesting, but still fun. Saturday, watched football all day. We were going to go out to a bar to watch the Tennessee-Bama game. We ended up not. We ended up just staying on the couch watching football. Had a couple drinks, had some food. And then Sunday, same old Sunday, did the exact same things I've done for probably the last five Sundays. And I just watched football day. I will say Saturday was a lot better day than Sunday was. So how was your weekend?
I had a great weekend. Friday was basic. I was supposed to go over to a buddy's house. Ended up canceling. Went to my parents. Helped my dad out with a couple projects, then watched a little bit of the high school football game, headed home. I think I played some games that night or maybe just watched some football. Went to bed real early though. Saturday I had an early wake up, went golfing at, I think we teed off at 8. It was 37 degrees at tee off, so a real cold day, but, the course we played, one of my buddies, his dad is a member, so they just let us go. They weren't even open. But they were like, you know how to get the cart, blah, blah, blah. So that was fun. Only played 9 because I had to go to the Michigan tailgate that we had. So came home, changed real quick, loaded up my truck, got to the tailgate, helped my dad set it all up. People started coming out. Just had fun all day drinking, cornhole, tossed around the football, watched Ohio State, Penn State. And then packed up the tailgate about 6 o'clock. Had some real good food on Saturday, actually, too. I got a shout out. My dad smoked a ham that was delicious. Sid made this chili that was very good. But I didn't get to try the buffalo chicken dip. I completely forgot about it. And, you know, you're drinking, so you're not really hungry. So I didn't end up having any of it, and I'm pissed now. But that's okay. Packed up, went over to a buddy's house in East Lansing to watch the game. Watched the first half. It was a blowout, so I said, I'm going to go home. So Sid and I went home, watched the rest at home, and then stayed up to watch Washington almost lose and USC lose. And then Sunday I was down bad. I was not feeling good. I think the day drinking doesn't work for me anymore at my current age. And I had a lot that I wanted to get done on Sunday. I ended up doing none of it. I just laid on my couch all day. I tried to nap, but I couldn't. Obviously the Lions game was not pleasing. That didn't help. And then I just went to bed and went to work on Monday. So locks and long shots though. Did you adjust these records?
I did.
Okay. So on the locks, I'm 47-39-1. Wisconsin over 8.5 wins is still open. Still have a shot there. They won. Last week I had the Chiefs minus 5.5. That was a win. Penn State plus 4 ended up losing. And then the over in the Michigan-Michigan State game hit on a miracle. Didn't actually bet it myself, but helps out the locks there. 2-1, not bad. This week we're taking the Vikings minus 1 and we're hammering it because they're playing the Packers. Packers are at home, I get it, and they're due for a bounce-back game. Last week, I called that the Broncos would beat the Packers. This week, I'm calling that the Vikings are going to beat the Packers as well, and I think they win this game by 6-7. It'll be a touchdown game. Their offense is clicking. Their defense looked good last night against the 49ers, so I can only imagine what they're going to do to the Packers. So Vikings minus 1, we're going to go ahead and hammer that one. Long shots now. Had a loss last week, 28-48-1. I'm leaving Gibbs Offensive Rookie of the Year. He finally scored his first career touchdown. You never know. One more injury, and he's got a shot.
And Bijan just didn't play this week, so.
Bijan didn't play because of a headache, so that's not my offensive rookie of the year. But last week I had Penn State Moneyline. Like I said, they lost. This week we're going with a little safer one. We're taking the Steelers at home against the Jags. I don't think the Jags are a very good team, and their record doesn't dictate this. And the Steelers' defense is very good, and their offense actually clicked a little bit last week. They're finally getting Pickens involved. Najee doesn't look like hot trash. He just looks like mild trash. So I'm comfortable here taking Steelers money line at plus 124. Go ahead with yours.
All right. So first off, another just not great week. I don't know. I think I'm to the point where I just don't care about my locks and long shots anymore because the record is so bad. So we'll wait for the records to be reset again to actually start caring. So last week I had Jags Saints under 39.5. Looked like it was just going to be a horrible Thursday night game. Ended up being pretty good. Lost there, went over. We had Eagles Dolphins over 51. Was expecting a shootout. Wasn't quite the shootout we thought. Lost on that one. The one win I did get was Washington State Oregon over 62, and I'm pretty sure it finished at 64 points. If I calculated correctly, Oregon's just been making me sweat on these overs lately. This week, I'm just going to go straight heart plays for two of them, and then I have one that is a little bit different.
Hey, sorry to interrupt. That was a push. They finished at 62.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. Swear to God.
All right. I guess we get a push. We don't get a win this week.
38-24 Oregon.
Yep, that would be a push. Anyways, this week we're going Bucks basketball. Milwaukee Bucks -5.5 versus the 76ers on Thursday. It's opening night. It's in Milwaukee. Dame's first game at home. I think they're going to light up the scoreboard. Sixers don't stand a chance. Harden's probably not playing because he hates the city of Philadelphia. Just put it in now. Don't look back. We're going Wisconsin, Ohio State, over 43.5 this weekend. Wisconsin's actually been scoring more points than most people kind of think for a Wisconsin team, other than the Iowa game. And Ohio State is Ohio State. I don't think either of these defenses are quite as good as they have been in the past. So 43 is a pretty low number in Wisconsin at night. I think it's going to be a pretty good shootout type game. We'll see, but give me the over there. And then Bucks +8.5 on Thursday night football. This is strictly just the dogs covering on Thursday nights, and the Bills don't look exactly right now. So Bills on a short week. I guess it's also the Bucks on a short week too, but give me the +8.5. That's a little bit more than a touchdown. I'm comfortable playing it there. Long shots.
Yeah, the Bills. Before you go, I just wanted to jump in on the Bills real quick. They look like they might not be good. Like, Josh Allen hasn't looked good. The defense is banged up to all hell. I love that play. That's a good play there, +8.5.
I almost didn't want to do it, and it's kind of a gross play, just because it could be a bounce back for the Bills, but I think on a short week it's going to be tough for them to kind of bounce back. And like you said, the injuries, they just don't look right now. So, long shots. Oh, I forgot on the locks. I also have Wisconsin over 8.5 wins. Long shots, 13-61. Still have Packers win in the North. That looks rough. Bijan rookie of the year. That at least looks okay. Last week, 0-3. That's just the story. Dolphins money line. They lost. I have some beef with that game. We can talk about that later. Wisconsin Illinois under 42.5. Part of the reason I took the over this week, that was a loss. And then Tennessee money line, disgusting loss.
They started so hot, too.
Yeah, folded like a lawn chair.
It was looking like they were going to take it, yeah.
Yep. This week, though, I have to do it. Wisconsin money line versus Ohio State. After the Mordecai injury, I thought there was no chance in hell. After watching the game this week, I have some thoughts that we can get into later, but I think I'm not going to get ahead of myself. I mean, I think there could be a fighting chance that this is a somewhat decent game here. So I'm going to take the money line. I'm also going to take an alternate spread plus 21.5 and the Packers money line parlayed as a long shot. Going against your Vikings pick, have you heard of the stat about the teams that play the Niners?
I haven't.
The team that plays the Niners, the following week they lose, and it's like very, very high like chances. I don't remember what the exact record is, but I know that there's a stat out there that the team that plays the Niners the following week, they lose at a pretty high percentage clip. So, also, the Packers can't look worse than they looked this week. So, give me the Packers money line in there. Wisconsin, 3 touchdowns plus. I think that's got a decent chance. I think it comes out to like plus 179. And then my fun one for the week, Desmond Bain over 3.5 three-pointers made on Wednesday when everyone is listening to this. I will be at the game on Wednesday for the Grizzlies. Desmond Bain is my guy when it comes to the Grizzlies, and if I'm going to bet on somebody, it's going to be Desmond Bain. So give me the in-person over 3.5 three-pointers made against the Pelicans. I love it. I think it's like plus 140 right now, so probably going to lock that one in too. Bang.
All right, so I'm looking at your 49ers stat. First of all, you said the team that loses to them.
Oh, sorry, I meant the team that plays them.
Okay, just plays them. They win the next week?
No, they lose the following week.
Okay. Oh, okay, let me go back then. Because I was going to say the 49ers lost to the Vikings, first of all.
Yeah.
So, all right, week one, 49ers play the Steelers, they lost. Week two, the Steelers played the Browns on Monday night, they won. But week two, the 49ers played the Rams. Week three, the Rams lost to the Bengals on Monday night. Okay. Giants played the 49ers week three. Week four.
I just want to point out it's not just this season.
Okay. Giants lost. So there's 3 of 4 for you. All right. This is taking too long. But I can see it. The only thing is that the 49ers have played a lot of nobodies. So that's
it's a lot of the biggest reason I think for it is because the 49ers have such a good like defense and such a brutal hitting team that they kind of bang up the other team. Yeah, and then they come into that game. And I mean the Packers aren't any healthier, so it's whatever.
I like your Wisconsin play. Ohio State does not look scary. They almost lost to Maryland. I think Wisconsin could beat Maryland. Penn State has a decent defense, but like that game was just sloppy. And it's 14 points straight up on their normal spread. At home, Halloween weekend, night game. Kids are going to be fucked up.
Everything is playing in Wisconsin's favor this week.
Yeah, everything's looking up for Wisconsin. I think I will have their spread on Saturday. Was I correct? Is that a night game? Yeah, 7:30 on NBC. So, all right, let's get moving here quickly. MLB, Phillies and D-backs play game 7 tonight. The Phillies last night just lost their first game at home. Hopefully that doesn't happen again tonight. I did cash out my Phillies World Series, but I'm happy to report.
Oh, for I got scared how much in the profit? Middle,
I got scared in the middle of last night's game, and I cashed out for a $20 profit.
So okay, that's fair. I was going to say, you could have at least like waited till they made the World Series, and then you kind of had a sweat-free. You could just hedge the other side.
See, my worry was that Nola looked so good all of the playoffs and then got shelled last night. Guess who's pitching tonight? Suarez. He's looked very good. What if he gets shelled? So I cashed out at Bowling. Yeah, but
Brandon Fott has also looked really good.
Exactly, but that's not – the Phillies' bats look cold. So, I mean, they were putting the ball in play. But yeah. I'm happy to cash out there. I got half of my payout. So, now I'm still rooting for the Phillies because they're super fun. But D-backs, Rangers, that would be fun too. I mean,
either way, it's going to be a fun World Series.
Yep. So, like I just said, the Rangers beat the Astros. Thank God, fuck the Astros. This is the first time since 2017 – that the Astros or Dodgers are not playing in the World Series, and thank goodness for it, because either of these matchups that we're going to get is going to be fun to watch.
Did you see the viral clip of Mattress Mack?
Which one? I saw a bunch.
Where they were walking him out of the stadium, and he just started yelling, fuck you, at a bunch of fans.
I did not see that one. I'm going to have to find that after this.
At least I think it was him. It was a really old man in an Astros jersey with an Astros hat on and jeans or khakis. I don't remember. It looked just like him. Can't confirm if it was actually him, but from what I saw, it looks like him.
That series was fun because the home team didn't win a single game, which was hilarious.
Yep.
And also, though, it was a home game for both teams. I mean, Houston and Dallas.
Yeah.
Where do the Rangers play? Arlington.
Arlington.
How far is Houston and Arlington from each other? Let's see. Houston, Texas, from Arlington. I'm going to guess it's 2 hours. Mapping. 3 hours and 45 minutes. So I guess there is some home field advantage there. It's basically like Lions, Bears.
Yeah.
There's still home field there. So, but yeah, that series was fun. It was back and forth in a lot of the games. Had a lot of home runs. Fun for betting. We hit a parlay last night. That was good times. And Phillies D-backs has been fun as well. Had a walk-off there with Cattell. And tonight, Game 7, Rangers Suarez. Hopefully they just don't put in Kimbrel because he's been fucking awful. He cost them two games.
Yep. D-backs have been the Cinderella story, I guess you could say.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Nobody before the year would have been like, yeah, D-backs.
No. I don't know. Shot, dude. No, I'm pretty sure season, I threw out something about them like early in the year where I was like, no, they could be a fun playoff team.
No. You said you had Corbin Carroll correct because you took him for rookie of the year.
Yep.
And when they started out super hot and had the lead in the NL West, you said it'd be fun to see them in the playoffs. But you never ever once said.
Okay, so maybe just like early in the year, I was like excited for them. I definitely wasn't thinking of them in the World Series. I could tell you that. But
yep. Anything else on MLB before we get going?
No.
All right. Next week we will either have a World Series recap or a World Series during recap or ongoing recap. I don't know how to explain it, but. There's a chance there's a sweep. No, wait, because they would wait till probably what? Today's Tuesday. They'd probably wait till Thursday to play.
I'll check right now.
Thursday, Saturday. I think either way, it doesn't matter.
First game would be Friday.
Next week.
So they play Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Friday, Saturday, Monday. So Tuesday could be the series clincher if somebody's sweeping. Yes. I don't think it'd be a sweep, though.
I don't think so either.
All right. I think, in my opinion, college football should be kind of quick this week. There wasn't anything. I mean, there was a lot of big losses, actually. So let's just get into it. Quickly, Michigan rolled Michigan State. Not a surprise there. Real quick, though, I do want to talk about, I don't know if we even brought this up, the Spygate within Michigan. Have we even talked about this yet?
Well, when did Spygate actually come up?
It was like 2 years, or not 2 years, 2 weeks ago was the first time it kind of got mentioned. But I'm pretty sure everybody was like, what the fuck? But now there's legit, like, there's a legit case, apparently, and it's scary as fuck. So, basically, the rundown, Michigan apparently had a staffer that they were sending to opposing teams' games to scout the sideline and steal signs, which is, in my opinion, not dirty, like, hide your signs, but it's illegal. It's in the NCAA rules. You cannot go to a team your team isn't playing in and watch. You can't have any member there, blah, blah, blah. So Harbaugh said I had no knowledge of it, and then it came out that it was this low-level staffer that's ex-military, and now there's apparently evidence that he was at 30 games in the last 3 years, and there's evidence of him videoing the opposing team's sideline. So yikes. Not a good look, and honestly terrifying.
Yeah. Michigan's getting a bad rep. I mean, just this year, that's now, I guess you can't really call the first thing a scandal with the recruit and everything, but I'm sure that's also not the, but also if that is coming up, I'm sure that's also not the first time that something has been questioned come that, and now this is coming out and it's like, okay, we have two things.
The recruit thing? No. Let me take you back here. The recruit thing? Dumb. Not even a blink your eye. The NCAA pulled their suspension, and Michigan was like, ah, we'll suspend them for the good publicity. But this, dude, this could result in a lot of shit. I saw people saying
this could be a playoff ban.
Yeah. And it could be, like, if they figure this shit out quick, it could be a playoff band this year. And this is the best team we've had in recent memory.
Well, and I think if it's a longer ban, I think Harbaugh leaves.
Dude, I think Harbaugh leaves no matter what. Because he either didn't know about this and it somehow was taken upon this ex-military guy, like, I'm going to go scout and I don't even know. And, like, Harbaugh's like, well, I can't deal with all these sanctions, whatever. He's going to go to the NFL. There's going to be, like, four or five jobs open.
I was gonna say, I think Harbaugh's
goal all along was to win it all and then go back to the NFL to try to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, either way, it's a bad look for Harbaugh, just that his name is even involved in it. So it would be good for him to get out.
So the big thing for me, at first I was like, why would we be recording the teams that we're playing right now? Like, Michigan State is trash. We knew we were going to beat them. Northwestern, garbage. Who else? Nebraska. Like, why would we scout these garbage teams? But then it came out that it's been across three seasons. If you go back three seasons, in 2020, we were awful. All of a sudden in 21, we were better, but we still lost to MSU and Ohio State. Then in 21 we beat Ohio State, 22 we beat Ohio State. So yeah, 21 was our breakout year, 22 we did really well, and so now it's a bad look that 3 years ago this supposedly started, and then out of nowhere we were awesome. Yeah. That's not a good look. Not a good look for the program.
Have you seen?
So, not gonna spend too much time on it.
Have you seen the person that is trying to recruit John Harbaugh to the NFL? And it actually makes a lot of sense.
You mean Jim Harbaugh?
Yes, sorry.
No, I haven't seen. Who is it?
Big Cat is trying to recruit.
That would have been my guess, because Chicago. I was gonna say,
it would make a lot of sense.
There's a lot of teams that if Harbaugh said, I'm going to the NFL, they would fire their first-year coach, because the Bears just got this Eberflus guy. It's Eberflus, right?
Yeah.
They would fire him in an instant to get Harbaugh. First of all, Harbaugh played there. Second of all, did he only play for the Colts?
He played there. He was the quarterback there for a little bit.
And it's Jim fucking Harbaugh. Look what he did with the 49ers. Like, he is a great coach. I think there's a lot of teams that would fire their coach to get Harbaugh. So if it turns out that there's some evidence here and Michigan's going to get banned and recruiting, holds, Harbaugh's gone. He won't stay.
I agree.
And it sucks. I have a hot take, though. If there is no playoff ban this year and we get a full season somehow, I'm calling it now. Michigan is going to win it all. J.J. McCarthy will win the Heisman, and it will all be taken back. I'm saying this year. Basically what I'm saying is that if in a year or two or whatever it comes out, all this evidence, like, we cheated, all this stuff, that means that, like, this year we're going to win it all, because then for the rest of my life, my only championship for Michigan is going to be tainted. I'm going to have to defend it for the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you can toss out the McCarthy to win the Heisman, but
I'm just like, that's the hottest of them all. But I just saw recently he's the favorite, and honestly, like, with
JJ McCarthy's the favorite to win the Heisman.
He's the favorite right now. Yeah,
no way. I'm going to look this up right now.
Go look.
I know they're the favorite to win the Natty, but.
They're the favorite for the Natty, and McCarthy's the favorite for the Heisman. I'm surprised you didn't see it on Instagram today. It was all over it, or yesterday.
I've been way too busy to check Instagram. All right, let's see. Heisman. What the fuck?
Yep. And it's because he's putting up stats, and we're rolling these teams, but it's because we played nobodies. Like, Penix, in my opinion, should still be the favorite because he beat Oregon, and he's played all these teams. Now, if McCarthy goes out, plays Penn State, plays Ohio State, puts up good stats, he's going to win it.
Yeah.
Then it's going to get pulled just like Reggie Bush's, and I'm going to have to defend it the rest of my life.
Most likely.
Same thing with the championship. It'll probably get vacated, and I'll probably tattoo under my tattoo 2023 champs, and I'll put an asterisk next to it when it gets vacated. All right, fine. Let's move on. We spent too much time on that. We'll dive deeper into it next week when we're not recording past my bedtime. But I have a lot of thoughts on it. I'm sure you're loving it because you hate me.
But no, I would never go that far.
This is about as bad as it gets as a college football fan when your team is fucking awesome for the last few years, and now it's like, were we awesome or did we cheat? Because at first I was like, this isn't fucking true.
Would you rather never be good or cheat your way to a championship and still get caught?
I would rather cheat. I would not want to support a team that's never good. I'd rather have a Wisconsin situation where have some good years. No. This isn't shit talk. I'm just saying there's a middle ground there. There's some middle ground there where you have a couple good years, but you know you're never going to really be incredible except for, like,
There was a few years where I was like, all right, we could have a chance here, but...
Well, I get what you mean. Nebraska in the Big Ten Championship. You guys were great that year.
Yeah, the year we beat them, like, 63-10.
Yeah, I just feel like for Wisconsin, I don't see them making the playoff. But with it expanded to 12 teams, there's more room for that. So
yeah.
But in a 4-team playoff, Wisconsin will never be there. I would rather have that than the cheat for championship, but not be ass. Like, I wouldn't want to be a fucking... who's like really bad in the Big Ten? Like Rutgers. I would not want to be a Rutgers fan. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. So, all right, let's move on. Wisconsin comes back against Illinois. Go ahead and give your thoughts, and then I'm going to fly through the rest of those kind of.
This game never should have been this close. I mean, Illinois has our number. Brett Bielema hates us, so I get it. Braden Locke, first half, was just settling in. Even the third quarter was just settling in. Fourth quarter, though, we outscored Illinois 18-0, and we took the lead on a pass to an O lineman for a touchdown, which was pretty freaking awesome. Braylon Allen was a stud, 29 carries for 145 yards. The second back only got two carries. Kind of wish we'd throw him in there a little bit more, like I said last week, but can't complain about 29 for 145 and a touchdown. Braden Locke, though, 21 for 41, like I said, settling in the first three quarters. The fourth quarter, he looked fantastic. Ended up throwing for 240 yards, two touchdowns. He did show some flashes where I was like, all right, this might be the guy. Like, I definitely saw some flashes with Mordecai. But being thrown into this offense so quickly, it was kind of like I wasn't really expecting much. And I think he kind of did a lot better than what we were expecting. Also, the wide receivers kind of showed out this week. I talked shit about them last week and said how our wide receivers sucked. They couldn't make any space. Will Pauling absolutely separated and just declared himself wide receiver one for the Badgers. I don't know if you happen to see the touchdown. You probably didn't. But he had a touchdown where he just absolutely manhandled the defender and ripped the ball away from him in the back corner of the end zone for a touchdown, and then stood over the top of him to celebrate. Just absolutely awesome. I am very excited for this week. I think if Locke plays slightly better than what he played this week, granted it is Illinois, they're not a great team. They're also not horrible. I think if Locke plays, right,
so they're pretty bad.
Yeah, but like they could compete with teams.
Yeah, I didn't watch this game. I'm looking at the stats right now. Looks like you guys finally used Allen, which is good.
Yep.
And Locke had a good day. I mean, 50% completion is garbage, but 240 and two touchdowns, no picks. And I didn't realize how big of a comeback it was. 15 points in the fourth quarter to win it is pretty impressive.
Yeah, the last touchdown was absolutely awesome. It was plain as day. As soon as you snapped it, you saw the O-lineman roll out, and you're like, there he is, throw it to him. And he kind of made it tough on him, too, kind of threw it up. He had to jump for it, which O-lineman jumping, never a great thing to watch happen when the game is on the line. But it worked, yeah. Like I said, I'm excited. I think if Locke plays a little bit better, we use Allen the way we did this week, our wide receivers step up like they did this week, I think there's a chance we could make OSU sweat a little bit. So,
I'm going to be honest, dude. I think and college football is getting back to the days of like
anyone can beat anyone.
Those road games, cold. Like, you guys could win this game. And there's a very good chance you get blown out, and I'm completely wrong. But
I think it's either going to be Wisconsin wins, or it's like a one-score game, or OSU just blows the doors off of us and we lose by 42.
Exactly. It's either an upset, a blowout, or really way too close and then Ohio State squeaks by. It's not going to be one of those like 10 to 14 point wins, but Ohio State was in control the whole game.
Yeah.
They're either going to control the whole game and blow you the fuck out, or you're going to win that game.
Yeah.
And then it's, or it's close. So I will be sprinkling on Wisconsin money line for this one. I don't, something just clicked in my head as I heard you talking about it. And like, they're just, they're kind of scrappy. You know, they lost to Iowa. But Iowa just lost to Minnesota, by the way. So the West is wide open.
Oh, exactly. That's the other thing. The West is wide open, so we're going to keep competing. We're going to keep pushing.
You're actually currently in first. You only have one conference loss. Iowa has two.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I guess that's right. I was going to say we'd be behind them because of head-to-head, but they have more conference losses. Washington State.
Who's your other loss? There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Who's Iowa's other loss to? Ohio State?
No, they didn't.
Or no, Penn State. So, yeah, fuck. Right now you're in first in the West.
I mean,
like I said, your ceiling is fucking Big Ten championship.
Just if you look at the Badgers team, we 18 points in the fourth quarter to beat Illinois on the road. Against Iowa, that's whatever. We lost our quarterback. Against Rutgers, we actually, there was nothing there. We were in the lead the whole time. Purdue, I think, was a comeback win. Yeah, Purdue outscored them 17-14 in the second half. It's whatever.
Came out that second half hot.
Yeah, but like all these games, it feels like a lot of these games, Wisconsin and the Packers are very similar. It's always the second half. And I don't know why. I will say, makes me sweat.
Wisconsin's 3-7 against the spread in their last 10. So maybe I won't be touching Wisconsin spread. Maybe I'll just take money line and sweat that out.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
Let's move on though. It's cool that we just realized Wisconsin's in first. I didn't even realize. So, but if they lose to Ohio State, they'll be in second. So,
Unless Iowa loses, it's a must win.
It's actually not a must win. Yeah, I think it's very likely Iowa loses another one.
So do I.
To Minnesota.
On some Deacon bullshit. Hill sucks.
Who? Let's see. Let's peek at Iowa's schedule real fast. They've got whenever it wants to load. They've got Northwestern. That game could be dicey. Rutgers, Illinois, and Nebraska. Nebraska on the road.
11 a.m. too.
Yeah, yeah. I could. Hey,
I will say. Watch out. Iowa got fucked this weekend. Iowa should not have lost.
I'm going to disagree with you on that one. That was a fair catch.
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to, but his arm went above his head.
Agree to disagree.
That's all there is to it. We can disagree. The one way they did get fucked is that this happened. There was another game I saw, the same exact fucking thing, where it was real close. When the officials decided that's a fair catch, they blew it dead, so there was no chance for a house call. You don't let that play go.
Exactly.
If you let that play go, you got to make it a touchdown. That's insane. Yep. But if you're going to call it a fair catch, you don't get to huddle. Fucking blow that shit dead.
Yeah.
I agree. That's how they got fucked, in my opinion. But I saw a slow-mo zoomed in. His fingers were just above his head. Honestly, though, in the heat of the moment, that should have been too close to call. Let the play go. For a touchdown. Yeah. Don't bring it back and say it was a fair catch.
I don't know. It's just like he wasn't really – I don't know. It's whatever. I'm over. It's Iowa. I don't really care. I don't know why
you're saying they got fucked. You should be happy they got fucked. Helps you out.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. I don't really care anymore.
All right. Penn State lost to Ohio State. We kind of talked about that a little bit.
Both teams look bad. Both quarterbacks look bad.
Both teams, I was like, I'm not afraid of either of these teams. And I know, like, Michigan's cheating now and blah, 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 but I think we win both these games. And I almost, like, the sick fuck in me wants Michigan to win it all just so for the rest of my life I can defend it and just get in arguments about it, even though I know that shit will get old so fast. But,
I mean, if I were in your situation, I would too.
I meant to jump back to this earlier. Last thing. I just saw a video while I was looking for something on Twitter. There's a video where apparently against Ohio State last year, he's standing next to the D coordinator, and it's like, ooh, look, he's feeding him the play or whatever.
Yeah, I saw
that. And then somebody debunked it, and they were like, this was the first drive of the game, dude, and they scored, so why does it matter? So if we could just have a bunch of those where people find evidence, and it's like, well, they scored anyways, so obviously it didn't work, maybe we'll get away with it. I think I'm fully of the mindset that we did it. I just hope Harbaugh didn't know, and for some reason this guy decided to do it himself.
Yeah, that's all you can hope for at this point.
And then somehow we get away with it, but I don't know. It's going to be tough. Anyways, I was in and out of this game. I was at a tailgate. I just, at one point I was watching and I was like, oh, this is a good game. The first half under hit. And then next thing I know, I was like, what's the score of the Ohio State game? And then somebody's like, they won. And I was like, already? And it was, time was flying. I was playing beer pong and shit. So if you got anything to add, go ahead.
I don't. The first half, we both hit the under, and then the second half, just nobody scored, and it was a boring second half. So that's about it. The best thing that came out of this was Maserati Marv, the nickname. That's the best thing
that came out of it. Yeah, I didn't get to hear that, but I saw it all over Twitter.
Yeah, they Gus, with his electric nicknames, just came out with Maserati Marv, and everyone's like, what? And I guess that's Marvin Harrison Jr.'s new nickname, so.
I don't know if you can relate to this, but I have such a crazy love-hate relationship with Gus Johnson.
Yes.
So any game that Michigan is not playing in, I love Gus Johnson. He's a great commentator. I love his little nicknames, his heart. Like, he's always into it. But when Michigan plays Ohio State and Gus Johnson's on the call, there was 2 years in a row where we got blown out by Ohio State, and I wanted to strangle this guy.
Just because of JK all day.
Yep. Oh, my fucking God. That shit used to drive me up the wall. We used to mute it, me and my dad, watching the game. Because even if Michigan got blown out, we were still watching, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the last 2 years, when Michigan wins, I fucking love him. Because he's sucking off Michigan. And I think that's his thing, is that he just sucks off whoever's leading the game. He doesn't actually.
Yeah.
I thought he was an OSU alum the way he sucked off Ohio State. Turns out he just sucks off whoever's winning the game. So when Michigan's not involved, love Gus Johnson no matter what. And then when Michigan's winning, I love him. But, man, the second it flips the switch and I hear JK all day. Oh my
so basically
God.
You just hate the JK all day nickname.
I think that is it. But there was one last year, too. Michigan was down for a little bit. And I think he had one for – who's their quarterback last year? C.J. Stroud. It was something – C.J. – was it CJ 2K? No, because that's Chris Johnson. He had something for him, and it was pissing me off. So it's literally just whoever's leading, he makes all these nicknames for him.
I will say, there was a hit this weekend in that game, and he brought back the, you got barbecue back there?
I did.
He brought that out, and I loved it. And you didn't invite me?
That's one of the all-time calls. Even though that's Ohio State, I got to respect that it's one of the best calls ever. The first one was better, though. You think so?
Yeah, I mean, it's the original.
Yeah, just his heart and just the holy fuck, did you really just say that? But the second one was great, too, because it's like, oh, my God, he did it again.
Yeah,
it was I hope he pulls it out for Michigan, making a play against Ohio State.
Just need a big-ass hit.
That would be a full circle moment. Yep. Let's see. Washington, they looked like garbage, probably hungover.
Yep, that's my only take on this. I didn't watch it, but I'm just going to blame it on a hangover.
I didn't watch it either, but I remember getting home, watching the rest of the Michigan game, and after the game, I'm like, huh, I wonder if I can throw out a live bet on something. And I saw Washington was losing, and I was like, I'm going to hammer their money line. What's it at? And it was still like minus 700 early in the third quarter, and they were down 7. And I was like, what the fuck? So I didn't touch their spread. It was still like 14.5. And then
down 4 in the third quarter.
Whatever it was, they were down. But then I went to bed, and I wake up the next morning, and I was like, oh, please tell me they lost, and Penix looked like shit, just to help out my take that Penix would struggle in the Big Ten. Which, where are you at on that one now? What do you think?
Jury's still out.
Okay. All right. We'll have to see how he does. We'll keep an eye. I'm keeping a close eye on that take. Anyways, they ended up winning that game. No big deal. Oklahoma-UCF. You're going to have to lead me here. I didn't watch any football other than Ohio-Penn State.
I had money on Oklahoma, and
they were down a lot during this game, right?
Yeah, they were down. Well, they were up 7-0, and then it was all of a sudden UCF just scored. At half, it was 17-17, and I thought this was going to be like just absolute shootout of a game. I thought Dylan Gabriel was going to light up UCF because he used to play there. So I thought huge revenge game. It just wasn't. Like, Oklahoma just couldn't get the offense going. Gabriel, like, for an Oklahoma team, Gabriel only threw for 250 yards, which is, like, meh for an Oklahoma team. Right. And, like, UCF isn't bad. I will say John Reese Plumlee. Do you know who that is, the UCF quarterback that also plays baseball?
I did see – the only reason I know that name is because that play he made earlier in the year on, like, fourth down or whatever.
Yeah, anyways, so he was injured the last couple games, and he finally started again, so I probably should have not bet against Oklahoma. They ended up coming back and scoring. I think that they scored – I'm checking the play-by-play here. They – oh, no. So Oklahoma scored with 3:13 left, and then UCF scored a touchdown with a minute and 40 sec minute and 16 seconds left on 4th and 10, and then Oklahoma just got the ball back and kneeled it. So not a good game from Oklahoma. Quite possibly a hangover there too, though, after beating Texas.
Yep, I could see that. That was a big win for them too.
Yep.
They did win, though. Win's a win. Yeah. Texas and Houston, go ahead.
Texas was up big. Quinn Ewers actually got hurt and is out for a few weeks, quite possibly the rest of the year. It's not known yet. They ended up pulling it off, ended up winning. My question is, who's going to be the quarterback now for Texas? Because
I think they're going to want to redshirt Archie. Or just Arch, sorry.
So the talk is Malik Murphy, who is also a freshman, is going to be the quarterback. But you can't ignore that Arch Manning is there.
Right.
Also, I think Cole Laurude, I don't even know how you say his last name. I'm pretty sure he played a little bit before Quint Ewers. I think Quint Ewers took the job from him because he's a junior. So they kind of have three guys, but I guess Sarkisian said that Malik Murphy is going to get the starts. So we'll see. That hurts Texas a lot, losing Ewers. I don't think they have any shot at making the playoff now, even if they had any shot remaining after losing to Oklahoma. But I'm pretty sure Texas is done for the year.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to redshirt Manning, and that Malik guy's already redshirted. So I think they're going to go with him. Or did I say Ewers or Manning? I'm so lost. Sorry, I turned on basketball, and now I'm distracted.
You said that they were going to redshirt Manning.
Yep, okay, so I said it correctly then. Sorry, now I'm trying to get into first basket. Bet. Why doesn't DK have
first basket? Oh, all right, we should live sweat a first basket.
I don't know if you can get it in. They're about to tip. I'm going to go with MPJ. Because Jokic is going to win the tip. If you're on DK, just scroll straight down. It's first field goal.
I'm trying to hurry if it'll log in quick enough.
Ooh, they're about to tip. Okay, Nuggets aren't on the floor yet. All right, we're going to live sweat. Should we live sweat this?
Yeah.
All right, put in MPJ.
I'm trying.
Or you can go whoever you want. I don't care.
I'll go MPJ. All right,
they're coming up. All right.
NBA.
We're almost done with college football, but let's live sweat this. Hurry up! They're shaking hands!
I only have next field goal.
Oh. All right, well, don't tell me. They probably already scored. Hopefully they win the tip and kick it out to MPJ here. All right, well, I'm going to keep talking, and then when they go, we'll live sweat. All right, UNC lost to Virginia. After last week, I said, wow, they could be sneaky, and they have an easy schedule the rest of the year. Don't be surprised if they're in the playoff. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, this is where I put my most money the entire weekend was on UNC.
Of course.
I put it on their first quarter, their first half, and their full game spread. And they lost to a 1-5 Virginia team who was also 1-5 against the spread.
Yep.
And you lost straight up.
Oh, he's out of bounds. Sorry, go ahead.
You lost straight up as a 24-point favorite. Drake May didn't even play. I guess he threw for 50%, but he did throw for 350 yards. Like, that's not on Drake May's fault. That's on the defense not being able to stop a 1-5 Virginia team.
Davis first basket, by the way. R.I.P.
Yeah, I saw. Ride.
Oh, look at another Michigan. Why is this now just popping up? There's another Michigan staffer at the center of the sign stealing probe. All right, let's get moving. Anyways, back to UNC. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
That was all I had about them. It was just defense couldn't stop them. It's on the defense.
I didn't watch any of this game, but I can't believe they fucking lost. I think I just had their first half spread because that's what you sent me. But fucking
disgusting.
1-5. Virginia's had a lot of close losses, but they're Virginia.
Yeah. It's like,
Jesus.
They're not good.
And USC obviously lost again. He has never beat Utah. And he just looked so sad on the sideline. And this is another one of those where it's not entirely his fault. His defense is just fucking garbage. They put up, 30-something?
I'm bringing it up right now. I believe it was 34-31. I think. 34-32. I mean, yeah, he didn't throw for any touchdowns.
Then maybe he did cost it. No, he ran a couple in, no?
I don't know. He didn't have any passing touchdowns.
Anyways, that defense is so bad. They're going to struggle in the Big Ten, I think. Hot take. Because, one, they're losing their quarterback, and then their defense has been horrible.
Yeah, they probably will struggle.
Big Ten is defense.
I'm going to give you... We should probably do this off the record and not record this part. I'm going to say you're right.
Ooh. Go ahead. Keep going.
About the Pac-12.
Ah, let's fucking go. This is like the first time in a long time you have admitted.
I thought for the longest time it was going to be so top-heavy in the Pac-12. And it is. But there's not enough of a gap in the Pac-12. For one team to just stand out. And I said that Utah was going to make the playoff, and then they lost. And then they're just not going to get Cam Rising back for the year. They're actually redshirting him for an injury, for the ACL injury from last year.
Which is smart.
Yeah. So they get a whole nother year out of him. He'll probably do great next year, and they'll probably be close to a playoff team again next year. But, yeah, the Pac-12 just – I mean, USC probably should have won that game. Oregon could have beat Washington. They'd be undefeated. I mean, there's just a few teams that if they would continue to win, they'd be great. And then you'd get to the Pac-12 championship and you'd have two teams who are undefeated, potentially both making the playoff. But we don't have that, so yeah.
All right. And then Tennessee, you kind of already mentioned it. They started out so hot, looked good, and then they just fucking folded.
Yeah, this game pissed me off. I was all over it. Joe Milton looked fantastic in the first half. I was like, all right, Joe Milton's back. Joe Milton's the guy. I actually texted in our group chat. I was like, Joe Milton is so back. He looks so good. Tennessee was just controlling the game, up 20-7 at half. And then it was just all Bama the rest of the game. 27-0. We got outscored in the second half. Looked like a completely different team. Joe Milton looked like he was incompetent. Is it Jalen Milrow?
Yeah.
Yeah. He looked like he was the next Heisman first overall draft pick in the second half. Just the defense for Tennessee couldn't stop anything. They had so many penalties in the second half. I don't know. It was Alabama being Alabama, and Nick Saban probably went into the locker room at half and paid a debt to the devil, and boom, Bama wins. So,
yep. All right. Ready for some NFL?
Yes.
Okay. First off, let's do our overreactions. You go ahead and start with yours. Mine's going to be college football. Is that allowed?
Sure. My overreaction is that we need like artificial refs, AI refs, whatever, robotic refs, because there have been too many missed calls.
Is this because of the
Dolphins game? Partially that, yes. That is too many missed calls, bad calls this year, and it is ruining the game. Overreaction, because I don't actually think that we need fake refs. I just think that the refs have been absolute dog shit this year.
To build off your overreaction, why are they still using chains? Dude, put a chip on either side of the ball, and when you mark it, it will be able to laser over and be like, this is at the 34.8-yard line. Boom, first down. Why are we doing old school?
You can't tell me that you don't have anything better than a chain and a stick. Like,
Right. Come on. And you've got cameras in the pylons to be able to determine touchdowns. Why are we using chains and sticks?
Yep, with men walking across the field.
I think it's for the drama. It does build drama. Oh, I love 100%. A good bring out the sticks. But it's like, at this point, dude, there shouldn't be anything close. And then you're still relying on people to spot the ball. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, you should be able to connect with the chip and the ball. And when you go to video replay, and you can say, okay, his knee is down there, signal the chip, hey, at this, you know, second mark of this video, where was that ball at?
You boom, mean to tell me that basketball stadiums and hockey arenas can do all these light shows on the ice that make it look like you're not even at an ice rink before the right. game, but you can't simply target where the first down marker is on the field?
Exactly.
Without a chain.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, my overreaction, I'm just going to go with the Michigan's going to win it all and JJ's going to win the Heisman.
Okay.
And I'm going to be pissed because the last 2 years, or no, last year I bet JJ to win the Heisman. This year I did not. I could have had him at like plus 3,000. Instead I took Sam Hartman. So that's my overreaction.
I mean, it wasn't that bad of a bet. Could have been worse.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to quickly talk about the Lions. I don't appreciate that you said they're back to being dog shit because they're not dog shit. They just had a bad game.
What do you mean? That's just what was written on the...
No, don't even do that bullshit. Don't even do that bullshit. So for everybody at home,
don't blame that on me.
We do a Google document every week as kind of a notes outline. Usually I type it up and throw in the big stories from the weekend. This week I didn't have time, so I had Frankie do it. Now he's trying to say that I wrote the Lions are dog shit. Bullshit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They're not dog shit. They just played really, really horrible. I'm not going to spend too much time here. Dan Campbell even said, you know, we needed this. We need to get kicked in the teeth. And, like, the media glazed them way too much. I didn't like Stephen A. had him at number 2 on his power rankings, and ESPN is all over him. And, like, we needed the come down to earth. Like, we're still the Lions. Let's get back to focusing on win the division. Start there. I saw way too many people saying, oh, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. Shut the fuck up. No. Win the division. So that's my 2 cents. Your Packers? You want to talk about that?
Let's talk about them quick. You said that this week was going to be like the how exactly did you put that?
The put Austin in a grave, I think.
Okay.
Or the bury Austin, because you were going to finally be like, we are fucking horrible, is what I was trying to get at.
So I wouldn't go to the point of burying me. I will say that. We looked bad this week. I think I've come to the conclusion that we need to fire any staffers that are in this entire organization, between training staff, head coach, defensive coordinator, just to name a few. Jordan Love, I think he spent so much time behind Rodgers that he now thinks he can do everything that Aaron Rodgers did. And 2 things. One, you're not Aaron Rodgers. Like, I love you, but you're not Aaron Rodgers. You can't do what he did. 2, you don't have the same type of players around you to do what Aaron Rodgers was doing when Aaron Rodgers was doing them at his prime. So just make it easy on yourself and don't try to overdo it. Just stick to the fundamentals and let that work for you. So that's my biggest issue with Jordan right now. He's just trying to do way too much. My second issue is, why the fuck is AJ Dillon our leading receiver for the day?
Mm-hmm. That doesn't make any sense. Well, he did have one really big catch, though.
Yeah, I guess. But nobody was targeted more than 5 times. We threw the ball 31 times. And, like, you have Christian Watson, who's getting wide open on half his plays, and he got 5 targets against one of the worst, actually the worst defense in all of football.
Well, no. Before you go to that, wasn't Pat Surtain on him most of the game, though? He's still amazing.
I actually don't know that for sure. But, okay. Then lean on Romeo Doubs and Luke Musgrave. Nope, they just got 5 targets as well. And then you threw to Ben Sims once, Samaje Toure twice, Emmanuel Wilson twice, Dontavian Wicks once. Who the fuck are those guys?
Yeah.
I could tell you one of those four.
But didn't Musgrave leave because he got targeted real bad, head injury, or no?
Did he stay? No, well, so that did happen. He came back in. He was fine. He ended up actually hurting his ankle later seen in a boot. So that's why I'm on the training staff. We need to fire them. We lost three defensive players. Pretty sure our entire offensive line is still injured or out. Luke Musgrave hurt for the second time in 3 weeks. Christian Watson hurt again, which I'm starting to think Christian Watson might be the injury prone person and it's not actually the training staff, but who knows there. Aaron Jones, they said, was fully healthy. And there was talk that he was going to get 30 touches in the game. He saw 5 targets and ran the ball 8 times.
Yep. Yeah, what? The deal with Jones is really fucking you guys, because if Jones could have played, I feel like you win this game.
We would have ran like that game.
A.J. Dillon, 15 carries, 61 yards. If A.J. Dillon can get 61 yards, imagine what Jones could have done. Because like A.J. Dillon's fat and slow.
I'm starting to think that maybe this year... Like, let Love work. Just let him build on fundamentals. Go trade away whatever is, like, not good for the cap right now. Like, keep your core guys. Keep your rookies. Keep Love. Keep Christian Watson. Keep Aaron Jones. Like, keep your core like that. Go get rid of anything else that is not helping you whatsoever. And just slide down the draft. I don't care at this point. We're not, like, if we don't make the playoffs, I will be 100% fine with that this year. Right. I'd rather get a high draft pick. Let's go get a fucking offensive lineman, whether it be from the draft or from free agency, that can actually play more than 2 games a year and doesn't cost us $80 million a year. And let's just build around that and give Love something to actually work with.
Yeah. Well, Love has something to work with. Jaden Reed is good.
Watson's but he has good. No fucking time. And that's our the thing. Fucking coach is horrible.
I was just going to make that same point. You don't need receivers. You need line. You need to draft an O-line that's going to play.
Can we draft a new defensive coordinator and a new head coach?
No, but you can. Oh, you want to get rid of your coach? That's kind of wild.
I said I was ready for Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that, though. I think Rodgers made him.
I agree.
All right, let's get going with Paige's picks and recapping last week along with that, because we're almost at an hour here. So let's start. Bucks and Bills. So let's start with the Bucks, I guess. Who did they play? They played the Rams? They got blown out, right?
No, Falcons. They lost on a last-second field goal.
Younghoe Koo. Big guy. That game was kind of poopy, to be honest with you. I know Ridder had 3 turnovers in the red zone, didn't he? And none of them were picks.
Yeah, he fumbled. I think it was 2 fumbles in the red zone.
I think it was 3. Let's check. Ridder had... Gotta show full stats. How do you do that? Fumbles. Here we go. Ridder had 3 fumbles. Yep. And they were all in the red zone. Gross. And they somehow won that game. So imagine if they had a quarterback that was good, dude. They'd be so good. And then the Bills, of course, lost to the Patriots. We kind of said earlier, I said this. I don't know if you agreed. I don't think the Bills are very good. I think with their defense being so hurt, and I hate saying it because I love them, but Josh Allen does not look good.
I mean, Josh Allen's going to end up being fine, but
I hope so. As of right now, though, maybe his defense carried him.
Did you know Dawson Knox broke his wrist this weekend?
Yeah, and Kincaid's supposed to come back this week, I think, right?
He played last week, and he was fantastic.
Kincaid breakout story. Remember when I talked shit about him?
Yeah, he put up 16 points last week in fantasy. He was on my bench.
Well, you got lucky that Dawson Knox got hurt, though. I'll tell you that.
He was going to take over from the beginning, but...
Anyways, all right, Bucks and Bills. What does Paige have?
Paige says Bills, and then she said, you told me that the Bucks have been sucking, but didn't they just win? I told her no, that they lost. She said, I'm only choosing that because you told me the Bucks suck. So she's taking the Bills. I'm also taking the Bills. It's going to be close, but I trust the Bills more, even though they've been bad lately.
I'm on the Bills as well. I liked your lock. I don't think the Bills cover that 8.5 on a Thursday game. It's going to be sloppy. Also, for our Thursday parlays, are you okay with vetoing Javi's unders? They scare me, and I don't like betting unders.
What part?
He is just locked in at this point to just taking an under. He doesn't even like... And then he thinks he's like the greatest gambler of all time because he takes an under.
Oh.
So yeah, I want to veto his under this week. And I think... dude, an under this week, though, I kind of like, though, because the Bucks came with the ball. The Bills' defense is going to shut down Baker. And then
but the Bills' defense is banged up.
But it's still Baker. He has not looked good. Their games have all been low scoring. So maybe not this week. Anyways, all right. Vikings-Packers. We mentioned Vikings won last night. Did we mention that? They beat the 49ers. Yeah, we did mention that.
We did
that.
Not talk about it.
We did a little bit. This game was sloppy. There was two turnovers in the first 5 minutes of game time. And Brock Purdy turns into Brock Turdy without 74 Pro Bowlers around him.
And yeah, I just want you to know, I copy and pasted that from last week, and then I just added part two.
Copy and pasted what?
The note that it says, turns out losing your star player makes Brock Purdy mid. And then I just added part two.
Oh, yeah. Did I write that or did you write that?
You wrote that last week.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I hate being this guy that all of a sudden is a hater of anything that's good. But I don't know why that's been happening. But I've been spot on with Penix and now Purdy. And like, I just feel like it's the glazing generation, dude. Anytime a team is getting glazed, there they go. Colorado. Travis Kelce hasn't yet, but keep an eye on that because they're glazing him with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Brock that's Purdy different. Travis Kelce is one of the best tight ends in the league.
Kelce deserves the glaze. I'll take that back. The 49ers, though, they deserve the glaze, but because of the defense. Their defense is fucking incredible. And then Monday night, Lil Kirko fucking tore it up.
Which is crazy because Kirk sucks on primetime.
I know. It was like the total opposite of how this game should have gone.
This entire week was that, though.
I know, and that's why I love football. And that's why I'm probably going to stop betting, because I could enjoy these crazy upsets and crazy weeks more when it doesn't cost me money, right?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, fuck it. I'm done betting. I retire. Tonight's my sending off with the Phillies parlay. I'm done.
I'll hold you to that on Thursday.
We'll talk about it on Thursday. I'll give you a leg, but I'm not placing it. I'll place it on my little casino app with fake credits. anyways, Packers, we did talk about them in depth. Go ahead.
Paige says, let me tell you, the Packers have not been doing good. But the Vikings and the Packers are pretty even. The Packers have lost two in a row, but hopefully they get their shit together this week and win. So we'll go with the Packs. I'd like to abstain from picking a team in this game.
But you're not allowed to.
But I'm going to go with the Packers.
This game was tough. I'm going to admit it was tough at first because I think the Packers are better than how they've been playing.
They physically cannot look worse than what they looked last week.
Yeah, and I don't like picking against them 2 weeks in a row because obviously they haven't lost 2 weeks in a row yet this year until last week. But the Vikings looked good. It's Kirk Cousins. He's not in prime time anymore. He can throw the ball, and Addison looked fucking awesome. And the Vikings defense looked like it woke up a little bit. So I'm taking the Vikings. And, of course, it's my lock. I don't know why I spent so much time talking about that.
Well, you moving on. Your lock, but...
No, Vikings -1 is too easy. If I was a betting man, which I'm not, I just retired, I would be hitting the Vikings -1. All right, Patriots-Dolphins. Patriots, we talked about a little bit. They upset the Bills. Mac Jones, what did you think about a celebration at the end of the game? Did you peep that one?
The shitty, gritty type thing that he did?
No, that was Gesicki. When he scored the touchdown, he grittied.
I did not
Mac Jones, at the end of the game, was just jumping up and down like a little schoolgirl finding out she's going to Disney World. And I was like,
oh,
dude, act like you fucking been there. Like, are you pumped up about a win?
Who does that make me think of? When Brady won the Super Bowl? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like 21?
Yeah, I think so.
Somebody jumping up and
down? No, it was the when they picked off the Seahawks at the goal line.
Well, Brady just hit. The only thing I think of there is the shocked face from Sherman.
Oh, I'd think of Brady jumping up and down like that.
Oh, okay. That's fair. That's fair. But yeah, I hated it. I was like, you're a bitch, dude.
I don't like you, Mac Jones.
Won a game before. I hate him too. He's dirty.
I will say before his rookie year, I was very high on him. I just saw some of his preseason stuff and I was like, he's going to be great.
I should have realized though, man, quarterbacks out of Bama and Ohio State, they don't work.
Yeah, but it's Bill's system. So
yeah. Yeah. I was high on him too. And then Dolphins, talked about it a little bit. They lost to the Eagles on Sunday night. We didn't get into it when we talked about earlier your robo refs, but the Eagles had no penalties called on them, and the Dolphins had 11 called on them. And
crazy that happened in Philadelphia.
In Philly.
In primetime.
In primetime. Philly just had a bad loss to the Jets. Now, I'm not saying they swayed this shit on purpose. I'm just saying that the refs are probably just dumb, and there shouldn't be any games where a team gets 11 penalties called on them and the other team gets zero.
There was a Twitter thread that I saw today of the missed calls in the game. There was a roughing the passer, which was questionable, called on the Dolphins. There was the face mask that was very obviously missed.
Oh, that roughing the passer was awful. I saw that one.
Yeah. And then there was... Oh, yeah. There was the one... Actually, there was multiple times where... Jason Kelce lined up behind the line, but that seems to be a thing across the entire NFL this year. There's a couple PIs that were missed on the Eagles. The PI on the interception by Slay. There was a very blatant hold by an offensive lineman, right as Hurts was about to get sacked, but he got out of it because of the hold. Lane Johnson is literally choke holding this guy in a video. There was no call on that. There was a lot of missed stuff, so.
Paige's pick.
Paige says, does that man play for them, the Patriots, Pat? I said, Patrick Mahomes. She said, no, isn't there another Pat? I said, no, at least not that I know of. And she said, oh, well, Dolphins. They did fuck me this week, though. So she's on the Dolphins. I'm also on the Dolphins. No way the Patriots play like that again.
I agree. I'm on the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins are frauds, though. They haven't beat a team this year. The only teams they've played, they've lost. Obviously, the Patriots are not a team. They are going to beat them. I don't know about a cover, though. 9.5 is a lot. It is at home. But I need Tua to get it together. He's starting in fantasy for me now because Justin Fields is a bitch. So, Jets and Giants. Jets had the bye week last week, correct?
Yeah.
And then the Giants won 14-7 against the Commanders. I don't have a whole lot on that game. That game was boring as fuck. The only thing
I was going to say I don't have anything other than Saquon.
Yeah, go Saquon. That game was...
Darren Waller was good.
Darren Waller finally had a breakout game. He scored. Yep.
That's it. Paige says, the Jets, because I hate them less than the Giants. I'm also on the Jets. Who's really the home team here?
How
does that work?
I think... It's the neither. It's both is the correct answer.
They're both home teams.
Yeah, I think so. Because
that's fair.
I guess it depends on where their facilities are for practicing. Which one is closer?
Yeah, I wonder if they share the same practice facilities.
I don't think you could, right?
No, we would have seen that in Hard Knocks.
Yeah, you would have saw the Giants, and like I'm sure there would have been a lot of chirping and bullshit.
Have you seen how they flipped that stadium?
Huh?
Have you seen how they flipped the stadium from the Jets to the Giants and back?
No.
All the advertisements and everything and all the team stores, it's literally just everything just flips, like turns over.
That's pretty
sweet. And then they also have to go up and change all of the retired numbers across the top of the stadium and everything and all the banners between every game. So, like, since the Giants are technically the home team, does that mean MetLife is going to be all Giants stuff?
I think that's probably the case. But now I am curious on where these teams practice. Both just in the area, but different buildings? I mean, they are different billion-dollar franchises, so
yeah.
I don't think I threw out my pick yet. I'm going with the Jets as well.
Okay.
Jags at the Steelers. Jags, Thursday night, upset in quotes the Saints. I don't know why the Saints were favored in that game.
It was mostly because Trevor Lawrence, they weren't sure if he was going to play.
Yep, and honestly, like that game was good, but it was sloppy, and the Saints had a chance to win it. It was you know, I don't know if anybody else saw the video, but there was a chance for a crucial catch by Foster Moreau at the end, and he dropped it. But
crucial catch.
For those that know, no. So, Jags, I think they're in first place in the AFC South. Yes, they are. I don't think I know. The Steelers, what did the Steelers do last week? They beat somebody.
The Rams.
They beat the Rams. That's right. Why did I think
we talked about that game a little bit.
So, the Rams played the Cardinals last week, blew them out. This week, they played the Steelers and lost. Yeah, George Pickens finally got involved. I don't know where Steelers fans are at with Matt Canada, but I saw a lot of videos of him in the box smiling and having fun. Pickett had a very mediocre day.
No, they're 230 yards. They're still over Canada.
Oh, I'm sure they are. The video of him being pissed that Pickett changed out of his play call and they won the game and he's not celebrating is ridiculous to me. Like, you are.
He also, so Pickett, I guess, told Pickens if he ever sees him in a one-on-one, he's throwing to him no matter the down and no matter the distance.
Yeah, I mean, he had 8 targets, 5 catches, 107 yards, no touchdown, but get him involved, dude. He's George fucking Pickens. He was amazing at Georgia. I just can't wait for this dude to start getting in crazy fights. There was a lot of fights with that guy at Georgia, and I think the more targets he gets, the more fights we're going to see. Yep. Is it time the Steelers give Jaylen Warren more touches, or is Najee back? He had 14 carries, 53 yards, and a touchdown. What do you think?
Warren is the better back, but...
He is the I would argue that Najee should be the Jamal Williams to Jaylen Warren's Swift.
I don't think either of them are starter worthy.
But do you get what I'm saying? Like, Najee should be getting at the goal line to steal the touchdowns, but you should let Jaylen Warren march you down the field.
Yeah, I get that. That makes sense.
But Najee is he's not good. He's not good, Bob. Yeah. Paige's pick here.
Paige says, Jags. I just can't get on the Steelers bandwagon. Steelers logo looks like it belongs on a car.
It kind of does look like...
Can't disagree with.
It kind of does look like a manufacturer's symbol. That's a good
one. Yeah. I am on the Jags.
I wanted the Jags here, but with the Steelers finally using Pickens and home dogs, give me the Steelers. Okay. Go Steelers. Falcons, we talked about. They beat the
Bucks.
Buccaneers. There I am. I got confused. Baker Mayfield used to play for the Rams. And the Titans are on a bye. So go ahead with Paige's pick.
Paige says, Tennessee is doing dog shit this year. Yikes. Listen, love me the Tennessee, but I have to go with the Falcons. This is practically the first time I've been able to look at anything football all year. As she was making her picks, by the way, I should point out, she had the ESPN standings up, and she was looking for each team because she didn't have any schoolwork to do for the first time in forever. So she is on the Falcons. I'm also going to take the Falcons. I don't know why, but I'm going to.
This game is puke in your mouth, close your eyes, and pick a team. So that's what I did. I puked in my mouth. I closed my eyes, and I flipped a coin. It was the Titans. So I literally flipped the coin, Titans.
Okay.
I do like that pick, though. They're coming off a bye. I'm not putting any money on this game, though, however, because I'm retired. But if I wasn't retired, I wouldn't bet this game either.
Interesting.
All right, Texans at the Panthers. Panthers were on a bye last week, both and the Texans were also on a bye. So go ahead.
Paige's on the Texans. I'm on the Texans.
And I'm on the Texans. The Panthers are bad. Bryce Young. You know what, though? Adam Thielen has been stupid good this year, and they're still trash. But the Texans are a fun team, and I kind of want to see them go over 500. Or did you say playoffs or go over 500
over for your 500. Overreaction?
I want to see them go over 500, so I'll ride the Texans with you.
Yes, sir.
Rams at Cowboys. We talked about the Rams. The Cowboys.
Bye week.
A lot of byes last week. Wow.
Yeah, it was bye-pocalypse number one last week, and then this week we have no byes.
There you go. All right. Paige's pick.
Paige literally screeched and said, oh my God, the heartbreak. This is too hard. I feel uncomfy. I don't want to answer. I'll take the Cowboys. Fuck the Rams this week. That feels dirty saying that. Give me the Rams.
You're insane. You're a sick fuck for that one. You're a sick fuck for that one.
Yeah. Puka And Stafford and Cup, and then there's Royce Freeman and Daryl Henderson and Tutu Atwell.
Daryl Henderson looked good last week, though.
Yeah, but who gives a fuck? It's Daryl Henderson.
I'm thinking about using my waiver claim on him. I don't know, though. I got the number
two.
Go
for it.
But I'm taking the Cowboys. I can't. I took the Rams last week, I think.
Cowboys are frauds.
The Cowboys are frauds, but I think they win this game at home.
That's fine.
All right, Saints and Colts. We talked about the Saints. I haven't talked about the Colts yet. They did play a game. It was the first game they lost with the roof open and a window open.
Gardner Minshew.
They lost to the Browns, by the way. I forgot how fucking awesome this game was. It was insane. Gardner Minshew, two rushing touchdowns. If you would have bet that, you could have retired your fucking family. And then Deshaun got hurt again. And then P.J. Walker comes in. Myles Garrett jumped over. By the way, isn't the rule that you can't jump over the line at all on a field goal block? Or is it that
you can't jump over the center directly. But he went if you jump over the line, you can't touch them. And he cleared them.
Yeah, it honestly, like, amazing play. I was just like, wait, that's not legal, I thought. But I thought
at first I didn't either. But, yeah, when they talked about it, then I understood it a little bit. I will say, what happened to the Browns defense? Like, is Gardner actually good, or did they just
happen? Minshew mania happen.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't think Gardner's actually good. I think this was just one of those games where they had been too good and they were due for one of these. They squeaked out the win, so they don't give a fuck. But I will be targeting Browns defense in my fantasy leagues because they're going to be getting me 8 points the rest of the year because their defense is still good. This was just one of those fluke games in a dome. And then, like, you get to those elements late in Cleveland. Oh, man. Give me Myles Garrett in the snow all year.
Yeah, that's true. Dude, if they wear the whiteout jerseys in the snow.
Oh, so sick. I don't think they're allowed to, though, because I think they blend in.
I mean, the Bengals did.
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking more like Snowpocalypse team a few years ago. Oh, Eagles, Lions. They made the Lions almost change uniforms because they're whites. You couldn't even see them.
Oh, Jesus.
All right,
I will say about this game, about the Browns game, I started Deshaun Watson in my fantasy league because Joe Burrow was on a bye. That he got me negative 1 points.
Oh, God.
And I still won.
Wow, look at you.
Yes,
is that
sir.
My league?
Yeah. Yep.
That's disgusting. Who are you playing?
Jake Smith, who is over 500.
He's good?
And, a decent team.
Gross.
But A.J. Brown saved the fucking day, so... Saints Colts. Paige says the Saints. I'm an anti Colts fan. I'm on the Colts. JT's back. Minshew mania. Give it to me.
I'm taking the Colts as well, and this is probably what I'm gonna regret. But they're at home. They looked great last week. They didn't get screwed. That was pass interference on the final play, but or holding, or illegal contact, or whatever the fuck it was to save the day. But JT's back.
Josh Downs is fucking awesome.
Josh Downs, I just wish he would score a first touchdown every now and again. I bet it 3 weeks in a row now.
Oof.
All right. I got the Colts. I don't know if I said that. Eagles at Commanders. We talked about the Eagles. We talked about the Commanders as well. That game was a puke fest. Go ahead.
One sec. I'm adding the standings at the bottom. All right, Eagles Commanders. Paige says the Eagles because fuck the Commanders. I'm also an anti-Commanders fan. I really hate the Colts, the Commanders, and the Steelers. So glad we got that out there. I'm also on the Eagles. Too easy.
Eagles as well. Commanders will not win this game, but they might cover that spread. Bengals Niners. We talked about the Niners where the Bengals were on a bye, you just said. So go ahead.
Paige says, aren't the Niners good? They lost this week, though. I'm going to go with the Burrow Baby Bengals, which I kind of like that name. So she's on the Bengals. I'm going to go on the Bengals, too. Take Brock Turdy. Do it.
The defense is so good. This game, I think, will be fun. I think this will be a fun game.
Game of the week.
Game of the week, no. Game of the week will be, that might be the game of the week, actually.
I was going to say.
I think Bengals cover, but I'm taking the 49ers to win. Your game of the week is that game, though, for sure. I just looked. Everything else is... Vikings-Packers might be entertaining.
I guess you could also throw the Rams-Cowboys out there.
I'll call her back. Rams-Cowboys might be fun. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, I've got the Niners in that one, but I think the Bengals cover that 5.5. I think it's a close game. 49ers run on a last-second field goal. Brock Turdy, I know I just talked all this shit, but McCaffrey, he's still so good, and he can carry him. That defense is going to wake up, too. They got absolutely torched by Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Browns at Seahawks. We talked about the Browns. Did we talk about the Seahawks?
No, they beat the Cardinals 20-10. JSN had a good day. No DK. That's about it.
Yep. They also had some sweet catches. Jake Bobo, very cool name. And then there was one more on the sideline who got that. Tyler Lockett had a nice diving catch.
Yeah.
Go over with your picks.
Paige says, no Browns ever. Seahawks. I'm also on the Seahawks.
I'm not afraid of the Browns. I'm going to take them. That defense is going to wake up. And the Seahawks, they can only win when Geno plays good because they don't trust Kenneth Walker enough. Geno's due for an off game. He made some nice throws last weekend. So
what do you mean they don't trust Kenneth Walker enough?
They haven't been giving him the touches they should, dude. He only had like, I guess he didn't really need him last week, though.
I was going to say.
Maybe I'm overreacting. I don't trust Geno, though.
But you'd rather trust Brock Turdy and a rapist.
I just said, no, I'm not touching the rapist. PJ Walker's starting.
No, he's not.
In my head, he is. I'm not touching a rapist. I also just said the Seahawks don't use Kenneth Walker enough. He had 26 fucking carries, so I don't know who the fuck I'm talking about.
That's why I was like, what do you mean?
I'm still on the Browns, though. Ravens, Cardinals. Cardinals, we just said, lost to the Seahawks. Ravens blew out the Lions. I forgot to mention this as well. Embarrassing when the opposing team has 28 points before your team has a first down. That was just that loss right there was the most painful loss we've had in a long time, because the few years before it was like, we're fucking garbage, I don't care that I don't even think we really even got blown out. Like last year when we were shitty at the start of the year, didn't get blown out. I guess no, the Seahawks, we kind of mini came back last year, but just getting blown out like that, at least it was the Ravens. So go ahead.
Paige says, since when in the fuckery are the Cardinals 1-6? Wait, what? Why didn't you tell me? I guess we'll go with the Ravens. That's just a pisser that the Cardinals are terrible. I'm on the Ravens. It's going to be a shit stomping.
As well.
Could be a letdown game.
It could be a letdown game. You just had probably a really big win. I think people were high on the Lions, obviously. Lions defense. It was the best rushing offense going up against the best rushing defense in the league as well. And the rushing offense won. So, definitely a left-down spot. 8.5 is a lot of points. Cardinals might get a sneaky cover there.
Yeah.
Chiefs at Broncos. Broncos beat the Packers. We talked about that. And the Chiefs beat the Chargers and covered. The only thing I want to say about that game is that Eckler might go down as the most frustrating running back to bet props/touchdowns on, because it's 2 weeks in a row now he's fucked me. That was the most heartbreaking under of all time.
Yes.
I didn't have it, but I did see first half. It's like, wow, they scored 41 points, and then they only scored one more touchdown in the second half, and the over-under closed at 48.5. So bad luck there. Good luck if you bet the under. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had the over. Paige says, she'll take the Chiefs, but I have the biggest bone to pick with the Chiefs. Like, fuck T-Swift. No one gives a damn. The Chiefs aren't even there to play football. They're all there to gawk at Taylor Swift. I'm going to start hating on the Chiefs for all this Taylor Swift bullshit. I'm on the Chiefs. I don't know where she's been for the last few weeks, but...
Got the Chiefs as well. I'm on the same page, though. I'm fucking sick of Taylor Swift, but they did show her a lot less. Did they show her a lot less, or was I more hungover and just didn't pay attention?
I didn't watch it as much, but I know
I had Red Zone on as well, her, so that helps.
Brittany Mahomes and their handshakes, so
that handshake was fucking terrible.
Yep.
Don't know if I said it. I got the Chiefs. Bears Chargers, gross. I just shit my pants looking at this game. Bears won though. We didn't talk about that yet. Bears. One with the Division II quarterback, and dare I say,
Tyson Bagent, legit or just playing a bad team?
Playing a bad team. He's not legit. If he goes up against a team, I think this week he'll probably start, and he's going to look fucking horrible. And the Chargers defense isn't great, and I think he's going to look bad. But it was fun. He's fun.
It was fun. He is fun. Paige says, the lightning bolts. I'm also on the Chargers. This is a gross, gross game.
I'm on the Chargers as well. Can't wait to see the fucking industry plant AI person that they're fucking bringing around.
Yeah, she's fake.
Dude, so fake. And she's at all these games. Where did they play? She traveled to Kansas City? Give me a fucking break. Was that game in Kansas City? Yeah, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, it was in L.A. Fuck. That's right, because Blueface had the strippers there. Yes. No, the Rams. No, the Rams that was played at the Rams. Home. Yeah, so the Chargers played on the road.
No, that was 2 weeks ago. Monday night.
No.
Yes.
No. I'm looking right now because you're wrong. Yeah, they played in Kansas City. Lick my taint.
But the first time, I guess I didn't see them showing her.
She was there. She was there this week. Sorry. Yeah, she was there. She was there. Sorry. I take it back. You don't have to lick my taint. Raiders Lions Monday night. Fucking just please give me a bounce back game. We need to blow them the fuck out of the water. You're back home Monday night. 8-point favorites I hate, and I'm not touching. But blow them the fuck out, because you got to bring me back on the ship. Because right now I'm like, oh, fuck, same old Lions. Here we go again. But I'm keeping the faith. I trust MCDC.
Paige says, the Raiders, because I'm not really a Lions fan. I mean, it's cool that technically my home team is doing good, but I don't really give a fuck about them. So Raiders. I'm on the Lions, but I agree there's no chance in hell they're covering 8 points, even without Jimmy G.
I'm not going to say no chance in hell, but I did like that Brian Hoyer targeted Adams. I just wish Adams was a little bit better. But I'm taking the Lions. I got to go Lions here. All right. And then that's our last game. I'm pulling it up right now. So our records from last week, I think we had our worst week overall from one person, and Paige went 3-10. Would you agree?
Yes.
I think that's our worst ever. So she falls to 58-48, which is still a good record for the season. But man, 3-10, fuck. And then you went 6-7, dropping you to 66-40. And then I finally had a good week, 10-3, 64-42. So I'm only 2 games back at you. All right, roulette.
We have a number change.
I did see the number change. Go ahead and explain. Give your reason. I'm loading it up right now.
So I took out 10, because Jordan Love wears 10. And he's not deserving of a roulette number right now. And we need some better luck. So I threw in 36 because I know it's been hitting every once in a while when we're not on it. So that was my next up number was 36. If 36 goes cold and 10 heats up on the field, then 10's going back in. But for now, 10's out.
All right. Well, I just missed the spin. It's loading up right now. Well, I didn't miss it. There was only 3 seconds left when I loaded in. 3 just hit, so hopefully this isn't one of our numbers, because I'll be mad that we could have had 2 in a row.
Let's Damn, 3s see. Are tied for our best number, too.
Yep. Man, I got to sneeze. Hopefully it doesn't come when I'm trying to put these numbers in. All right, so we're 0, 2, 3, 9, 12, 22, 23, 24, 30, 36. Oh, no. All right, 15 just hit. Good. All right, here we go. Now we start. All right, come on. 0, 2, 3, 9, 12,
22,
23,
24, 30, and 36.
Bingo, we're locked in. Anything for your doing at Betless while this is going?
I forgot to write it down, but Pitt, college football.
Okay, all right.
I don't know if you saw what happened, but.
Save it until after this. We're going to hit a number here. 20 got a lightning number and 34, so none of ours. Wow, 34 got 500X. I've never seen a 500X hit, let alone hit it myself, obviously. But I've never even seen one hit while I'm watching. And we're falling down here. What number is that? Oh, 29. Brick.
Damn.
So now we're even for the podcast.
No. So my thing with Pitt was they were up three, I think. And I needed them to win by one. Had Pitt minus one against West Virginia. Fourth down, the quarterback took off to run, got the first down, slid.
I did see this.
They marked him short, which I thought was a horrible call because it looked like he didn't start sliding until a yard after the first down. So they ended up turning over the ball at like their own 15-yard line. West Virginia scored like two plays later and won the game. So never betting on Pitt again.
Yep. All right, anything else before we go? I do like the addition of 36, by the way. I like that number.
Good.
Nice to get another high one. We got a lot in the middle, got a lot low. We only had the one high there at 30, so I like that. Anything else? No?
That's all.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Let's hit some takes, door some tutties. Go Lions. Hopefully next week we'll have another. Lions are very good. See ya.
Go Pack, go. Peace.